fear is going to drive you away from learning. It should not be like that. Birth should be really empowering and really inspiring.
From Maggie to Mundingburra, Heatley to the Hill, Kirwan to Cloudon, this is Townsville. This is Townsville. With Carly Whittington.
If there's any mums listening, or mums-to-be especially, you'll want to grab a pen and paper because we're chatting with one of Townsville's very much loved midwives, midwife Zoe Robson. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Now, that is your actual handle on Instagram, yes. At midwife Zoe. Yep. You're also an author and a podcaster. Yep. So where did this passion begin?
Oh, so I guess back in 2020 when COVID hit and the world was going into full crisis mode, as a midwife, it was really difficult to watch. So we were going through all of the lockdown. Mums were really concerned about whether or not they would be able to have their partners or whether or not they'd be able to go to classes. So it sort of stemmed from there and realizing that things were getting shut down, people weren't having as much access. And that's when I got a few messages from friends asking me if they could, you know, pick my brain about all of the midwifery stuff. And it sort of clicked then that there was a gap in the market in terms of there wasn't much available for young women or for people who wanted to have a baby but just didn't want the textbook experience and the class experience. So I started the page first and then I started writing an ebook, and it honestly just felt like words were falling onto the page. And it was just a passion project to start off with, and I never thought it would get to this point, but here we are, which is exciting.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's already quite exciting is one word to label your career as a midwife, you know, welcoming babies into the world.
Yeah.
That's incredible. But you do have the 3 ebooks out now. We can chat about that soon.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you started to deliver bubs, did you ever think, I'm going to be, you know, a real pro in this field one day and people are going to be following me online to learn?
I had no idea. And I think with COVID, that was the thing. Like, everything had to shift, and I wanted to do more outside of the four walls of the hospital. And I felt really horrible, like I would be sending women home back into lockdown and they wouldn't have access to anything. And at that point, I was like, I just want to come home with you and be your midwife. And that was where it all stemmed from. And Instagram just seemed like the easiest platform to be able to do that. So, yeah, I never would have imagined that I'd be doing it now. So,
and you do such a great job of it, to the point where mums recommend your page to other mums or mums-to-be. Yeah. I really appreciate the way that you put your content together.
Yeah.
So I'm into my second trimester now, and I think the way that you deliver your info is going to be beneficial for a lot of females and, you know, dads-to-be to read as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like as someone who is brand new to the pregnancy game, I'm soaking it all in.
Loving it up.
Yeah, it's great. You use a little bit of satire on the page as well. Was that hard to decide on how you were going to present the content? Because it can be really confronting.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that was the hardest thing for me to try and figure out my niche, especially when there is so much else out there. Yeah. And like I said to you earlier, sometimes it can feel like it's just copy and pasted straight from a textbook, and it doesn't have that personal flair where you actually feel like you're connecting with the knowledge and you're able to apply it to your own scenario. So it was really hard to try and figure it out. But a lot of people, when I was first starting and wasn't sure on what to do or how to be online, a lot of people were telling me, like, you know, you're funny, you're down to earth, why don't you just tune that in? And I love memes and I love pop culture, so I thought there would be no benefit than to try that. And it's obviously really, paying off, and people love it. So, it's really nice. It's really fun.
I'm a massive fan of the Kath and Kim posts, so please keep those ones coming.
Definitely.
Lots to learn there.
Yeah.
Now, Zoe, I haven't clicked into the ebooks yet, but I'm really interested to see what the 3 of them contain.
Yeah.
So for people like me who are yet to be exposed to them, what are we going to learn in the ebooks?
Yes, so much. So the first one I did, and that was when COVID hit, was the antenatal edition. And that one is like my baby. It's probably the one that goes through pregnancy from the very start to the very finish. So I actually interview a few, I guess, influencers and a few people that are Townsville locals as well.
that go into their journeys about trying to conceive and IVF. So it starts from the very beginning, and then we go through the stages of conception and what it takes to actually make a baby, going through all of the stages of pregnancy and then finally to labour and birth. So it's about 100 pages full of information, and it's written in a very funny way. So it'll actually be a joy to read rather than a chore. And then I also have the hospital, I think it's the Hospital Essentials Guide. I can never remember the names. My own books. But basically this one's just a list of everything that you need to take, and it goes into what partners need to bring into hospital, what you need for your baby and stuff that you don't need as well. So it just really goes into depth about, you know, trying to simplify birth and make it a lot easier for everyone involved. And then the cesarean experience. So that goes into everything you need to know about having a cesarean, whether it's planned or unplanned. And I think that gets rid of a lot of the unknown associated with that surgery as well, because it can be really scary, especially if you don't plan on having one, to suddenly be told, you know, we're in an emergency situation and we need to be wheeled around to theatre. So, yeah, that's why I did that one. And it's been doing really well. It's a nice little book, and all of them are lovely. I love them all, and they've been a joy to write, and yeah, I hope they're a joy to read as well.
Yeah, well, that was going to be one of my next questions, is what has that response been like from mums to be who have enjoyed those ebooks?
Yeah, so it started off really quite full on. I was getting orders all the time, which was really exciting, and then as the years have gone on, because I've started this, I think it's 2 years now, it sort of slowed down. Then we'd have more purchases, and you can tell when people start to get pregnant, it's like pregnancy season.
There's a boom.
Because we'll have like a heap of orders come through.
Gajillion sales coming through.
But this month actually has been really busy. So it's really started to take off in terms of purchasing and orders and interest for new resources as well. So I am trying to work on some more to get out, which is busy, but yeah, it's going really well. So it's been fun. It's been a learning curve, especially someone that doesn't do business every day. Like my role as a midwife, like I have no idea what to do with orders and I guess marketing and that sort of thing. So it's been a learning curve, but it's been fun.
I think you've probably got a lot crammed into your brain in the world of midwife. To fit anything else, it's just a bonus.
Yeah.
I do want to touch on just quickly the ebook that mentions what to bring and what not to be bringing along to the hospital. So, like, can we safely say to husbands, you're not packing the PlayStation? It's not coming. What are some of those? Just maybe just a handful of items. Just don't, you know, to not bother with.
Yeah.
To not bother bringing.
I think from a really basic level, you don't need the best of the best. And I think that's what I keep driving into mums. Like, even if it's from Kmart or Best and Less, like, they are still amazing products.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people really beat themselves up because they think that they need to buy the best products to be the best mum. And it has no correlation whatsoever. But I think a lot of those really expensive, really well-marketed things, like there's a product called a Snoo, and it's like this cot that basically moves baby around, and it's just one of those things that you don't need, but they market it so well.
It's popped up on my newsfeed and my husband's newsfeed now that we're having a baby.
And that's the thing.
Oh my gosh, how many
as soon as you're pregnant you see all of the products, and it's just crazy. So I always say, like, no matter how well marketed something is, it always goes back to what you think will be best for you at the time. And if it works, it works, but it's not really worth spending thousands of dollars on, especially when you've got, you know, everything else that you have to consider as well, like living and actually feeding.
Do you want to be able to eat for the next month?
Exactly. So it's really hard. And I think as a midwife, I see all of these people come through with, you know, all of these expensive things, and I just know that they don't get used, especially baby clothes. Like babies will fit into it 1 week and then they won't the next. So I guess it's just trying to figure out what works best for you. And throw a baby shower is the best advice I can give. Tell your friends to buy you everything.
Because,
exactly. And focus on the things you do need, like, you know, your burping bibs and bottles, all of that stuff that you don't have to buy yourself. If you can get other people to buy it, that's, so much easier.
Yeah, having enough of those basics.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it simple.
That actually sort of has just triggered something in my mind. I don't know if you have an opinion on this, Zoe, but my mum is team cloth nappies.
Oh, yes.
I think it's generally generational. I think it is generational.
I actually had a thing on Instagram about this the other day because I, again, I'm a midwife. I'm not a mum, so I have no idea. But to me, it just looks painful. Like the washing and, I don't know, something about cloths and poo just don't mix for me.
I'm yet to ever change a nappy. Because I'm yet to change a nappy, I do have a lot of questions around this. Like,
stick to disposables.
Where does the poo go?
Exactly. In the wash. It's so confused. And that's the thing too. Like, there's so much information out there, but it's just trying to harvest whatever will work for you at the time. Yeah. And I guess most of it is just trial and error, unfortunately. Mm. Like, that's just one of those things that even I can't fix as a midwife. I'll be like, try it and see how you go. But yeah, cloth nappies just don't ring very well for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll remember that when I try to make the decision. Zoe, in the field that you work in and the work that you do online on Instagram, which is incredible, with helping people out. It's not all, sunshine and lollipops, though, with the memes and everything else that you put out there.
Yeah.
What have been some of the harder experiences when you've been on the job as a midwife?
Yeah, so there's been many. And even in their own way, like, they can be really hard, but they can also be still a privilege to be a part of. So a lot of people that lose their babies that have either miscarriages or stillborn, they're probably some of the hardest moments of my career. And it's not so much the thought of, I guess, losing the baby, but the mother feeling like she's lost a part of herself. And that's the hardest bit to deal with because they're the people that get left behind. And it's really hard to be able to help them rebuild their lives after suffering such a traumatic loss. And that's probably been the hardest thing that I've had to deal with. Because again, I'm an empath and I always think of the mums and I always think of what their lives are going to be like afterwards. And it can be really difficult to deal with. But I guess shedding a bit of a positive light on it and saying that, it's a privilege to be involved in those moments and it's, nice to be able to be considered as someone who's helped or has guided them through. So, yeah, just putting a positive spin on it really works for me. But, yeah, it can be a really hard career, especially even some of the best births can still have some of the hardest times as well. They can be really traumatic, especially if mums weren't expecting, the forceps birth or the vacuum birth. A lot of those can be really hard to watch as a woman as well. I sympathise quite heavily with anyone who's had a traumatic birth. And I guess, again, just thinking that I'm bringing them some sort of help and some sort of, positivity is one way that I guess can sleep at night because I know that I've done my job by helping them. So, yeah, it's definitely not all sunshines and rainbows, but it still is, a really nice thing to be involved in.
And how do you, on a personal level, work through those experiences? Like, is it a matter of I need to go and have a coffee now and get some fresh air? Reset. How do you work through that?
It can be really hard. And sometimes even now after, experience and growth from, from when I was a grad to now, I still don't cope as well as I probably should. And it's okay because, in the moment, the first thing you want is the mum not to see you cry. So you want to try and keep yourself as composed as possible. And then afterwards, when I go home, that'll be the moment where I just let it all out. But I think feeling those emotions is really important because it's hard and it's really hard to switch off and try and be just there for someone else when you're experiencing everything as well. So you're experiencing the same heartbreak and the same hurt just on a different level. But obviously you want to try and keep as composed as possible in that moment for that person. So I go home and I have a cry, I have a long shower, try and reset and I guess work through those emotions. So I would recommend to anyone who's new in nursing or midwifery to have a therapist or have someone that they can talk to because especially after a lot of years of trauma, essentially, it does build up and it can get really quite emotionally heavy, especially if you haven't dealt with those emotions. So I would recommend dealing with it straight away because it does build up the same as anything would.
That's right. And even everyday people who have been through even just one trauma experience, that can take sometimes a lifetime to work through. So if you're seeing this often, I really hope that everyone who works within the medical field, you know, take those steps to be taking care of themselves.
Because that's why we lose so many nurses and midwives as well. Mm. It's because they haven't worked through those emotions and they end up with burnout and, it can be a really hard time. So,
Gosh, such a big salute to anyone who has chosen that career path.
Thank you.
But the work you do is so important and it helps families out so much.
Yeah.
Zoe, I'm going to change gears a little bit now. I'm going to grab a pen and paper. In these next few months, as I'm preparing for my very first child, I can't believe I just said that out loud.
How exciting.
It's surreal. What are some key things that expectant mums should be doing within these 9 months?
So like I was saying to you before off air, I think it's really important to have that education. So whether you do follow, like, a bit of a plug here, but my page, or you buy my books or whatever the case may be, it is really important to get that education, because fear is going to drive you away from learning, and it should not be like that. Birth should be really empowering and really inspiring. So I definitely recommend getting into classes whenever you can, usually in the latter weeks of your pregnancy, so like around 33 weeks. During this time as well, so you'll obviously have your antenatal classes and that sort of thing, definitely take a pen and paper to those, because you want to make sure that you're remembering all
of
those
steps.
And I'll
be dragging hubby with me, because the extra set of ears
is
what I need.
And you'd be surprised, like, if something, you know, all of the information that they give you in those appointments can be really overwhelming, especially when you're trying to work through it yourself and understand it. So really important to take either another set of ears or a notebook or something to make sure that you're digesting that information. And I guess just being present in the moment is really important as well, because pregnancy is only 9 months. So you don't have a lot of time to really enjoy, especially for new mums. You don't really have much more time to enjoy just that alone time as with you and your partner. So definitely get out and have a baby moon and all of those lovely things. Highly recommend. But yeah, enjoy yourself.
Push present. Do you encourage push present?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll make note of that.
Yeah, you have it in, like, audio and writing. So
I've
be on the
got
ball.
The evidence. Hubby, please be listening to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Zoe Robson, you've been an absolute delight to spend this time with, and hopefully other listeners have learnt something, taken some things on board as well. If you'd like to hear more from Zoe, you can jump onto Instagram, search at Midwife Zoe, and you'll be educated instantly with all those posts. I just love your work. Thank you so much for what
Thank
you do.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for chatting with me.
Next time on This is Townsville.
Emily Ingham is a Townsville artist who's had incredible successes with her art career. Her work has been acknowledged by the likes of Khloe Kardashian, Meghan Trainor, and more. Hear about Emily's story and her plans for the future next time on This is Townsville. This is Townsville.